Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. With me today is Frank Holmes, the co-creator of the U.S. Global Jets ETF. Frank, good to see you again. How are you today?
Outstanding. It's great to be with you.
That's good to hear that you're doing good. What's not so good is what's happening to the airline industry. We are seeing the Omicron new coronavirus variant really ravaging the world here. Are we seeing a drop-offs in trips that are booked now for the holiday season? What are we seeing here?
I think the verbs and adjectives of ravaging are what a lot of the sort of big media tries to go out and articulate is out of base, because if you look at the history of the Spanish flu, there was no vaccine and there was 1.7 billion people. And it took about 5 years, and each high in the surges in the virus basically were lower and lower. At that stage, they were killing people because there was no vaccine. This is very different. So we're going to get Omicron or this con or Delta forces, whatever it is. I think it's contained in a great way. Where's it come from? South Africa. Where's South Africa's vaccine rates? Extremely low. Double vaccinated with a booster shot? This much compared to America. So what is America's response? Is to shut down flows of flights coming into the U.S. to keep the economic engines going. I think that that's rational and smart and quick to do. But otherwise, you know, it's a lot of too many negative verbs and adjectives around the real noun. And we're going to expect, we're going to get each year, and next year is going to be another surge, and probably in 6 months, some new name. But they're going to be less and less as more people become vaccinated.
How are you seeing airlines respond to this new variant right now?
Well, what you did see was unprecedented record, you know, in the past 2 years, over 2 million people flying for last Sunday for Thanksgiving. That was a phenomenal number. And since November the 8th, we've had hundreds of millions of dollars flow into jets. And jets had this sort of phenomenal run because Europe was open. And I think that it's going to be much more selective. It's like after 9/11, there was long queues at the airport. TSA became better refined, and it just improved every time your experience. I think in dealing with the coronavirus, it's just going to get better each time, and people are going to respond to it. But I don't think it's ravaging the world.
You mentioned the run that the ETF was seeing earlier in November. We're now seeing a bit of a drop off. So what are you telling investors at this time?
Well, it becomes this great trading vehicle. One is oil prices come off and it pops up. Oil prices go down. It pops up, and vice versa. Oil surges, it pulls it back. So you're seeing much more volatility in the trading taking place. And two, you're seeing that sentiment. And words and word choice, NLP, as Google likes to call it, is really significant in the week-to-week flows into the airlines industry and hotels. So I think it's a sentiment factor you have to be aware of, which provides great trading, and we're having incredible volume trades.
So what are you expecting, President Biden? He is due to speak tomorrow on restrictions in terms of travel industry in the U.S. here. So what are you expecting to come from that speech?
Well, I think it's going to be selective. It's going to just get better. It's like this broad base as it was before. And it's going to highlight those countries that have getting the vaccine out on an orderly basis. You've got to basically contain yourself from those countries coming in. But I think that's what I'm expecting. I think the biggest thing, if you think what I follow, is PMI, Purchasing Manufacturers Index, and it's slowed down. And it's really an important indicator of 6 months of economic activity. And so I don't think rates are going to all of a sudden start taking off and surging up because of the concern of the virus. But more important, I think the Fed's going to look at are these Purchasing Manufacturers Index, or ISM, in the U.S. They're very important for forecasting economic activity and growth. And so I don't think rates are going to explode on the upside. And I think the engine and travel is going to maintain itself. And we're going to get another big flurry going into the Christmas holidays of travel.
You think travel will increase during the Christmas holidays?
Absolutely. People from Canada can't wait in that cold winter. It's already snowing in Toronto, and they're all trying to book to get to Florida. We see the flights the same thing. They're sold out coming down here, I was told, from Air Canada, and half full going back. Who wants to go into that cold weather snow? People want to get out. One of my other businesses is they have several of the employees are already down in the Caribbean enjoying with their families the week because there's cold weather.
So it seems like you have a positive outlook about airlines going ahead.
Yes, I just think it's going to become great trading vehicles. And as we slowly climb back to 2.7 million people a day cleared by TSA, then the airlines are going to be able to tack on those ancillary fees and have the pricing power. They don't have that pricing power today. So it's great for you and I to travel. If we want to have a change fee, we're not going to get hit with $250 every time. And baggage costs, there's more leniency with that. So I think that until it gets back up to that level, when it does, we're going to see a huge rise in ancillary fees. And the airlines will go back, like jets will go back to $32, $35 a share.
But you don't think that increases in more coronavirus testing right before you do take off on a flight will maybe deter people from booking flights?
I think the biggest part is understanding flying across borders. The biggest issue that I see and personally flying and also listening to other people is the rules of engagement are all different. So if you're going to fly to Sweden, they have a 48-hour test before. If you're going to fly to Amsterdam, it's 72 hours before. And flying into Canada is a different test than flying into America. So they've got to find a way to create a standard level of care. And I think that that's what's going to help take it back to 2.7 million people.
All right. We'll keep following the story here, Frank. Always good to get your take. Thanks so much.
And happy holidays.